From London, UK, you are about to listen to King's Connect with God's servant, Bishop James Nanjo of Restoration City Church, London location. He is a global missionary voice, an apostolic agent of world outreach, the author of over 120 books, and facilitator of School of Fresh Oil. Get ready to host God's presence as we receive the apostolic teachings of Bishop James Nanjo.
My name is Amelia. Before I started listening to Bishop James Nanjo's ministry, I was merely going to church as a routine. But through his powerful teachings, I realized that there's so much more to faith than just attending services. His compassionate approach and deep understanding of God's love transformed my perspective, and now I experience a profound connection with God every time I worship. I am forever grateful that God connected me to this amazing ministry. And I know that anyone that connects with this anointing shall likewise be blessed.
Hello, friend. Bishop James Nanjo here. The body of Christ is in dire need of easy-to-access, soul-stirring teachings for spiritual growth and ministry work. I am so glad for this connection. Be blessed and spread the news.
Are you? Where do you build your Christian life? It's in your spirit, man. It's in your what? It's not in what you stop doing. It's in your spirit, man. It's not in what you are not doing again. It's in where? Your spirit, man. When your spirit, man, is built, there are things that will depart from you than when they departed. You can never say that is how I am. No. That is how I am has changed. You are who God says you are. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ Jesus. The life I live is not me, but it's Jesus who is living through me. So the day you became born again, your genetic constitution changed. Amen. You are not your father's daughter. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. You are not your father's son. Amen. Your father is very, very angry. You are angry like your father. Shed blood of Jesus. Are you a suspect? I can't see you saying it. Are you a suspect? Come and declare blood of Jesus. Psalm 92, verse 12. Psalm 92, the verse number 12. Psalm 92, the verse number 12. Are you learning something here? I want to just take it easy. Psalm 92, the verse number 12. You have to flourish in your spirit, man. The reason why many are not living the spirit life in their spirit, man, is because they are flourishing something different. The righteous are flourished like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Come on, say, I will flourish. Look at someone, tell them, I am righteous. Even that way, some people are shaking. Look at them. I'm telling you, you may not know. You may be the most righteous woman in the city of London. Your amen is suffering. It's suffering resistance. Say, I'm righteous. Because say the righteous shall flourish. And hear this. Righteousness is not what you do, it's what God has done for you. Please, are you hearing me? Listen, if we don't get this right, the kind of teachings you are giving to your children will destroy them. Because the world is becoming more challenged. Our values are coming under more attacks. But there's nothing the righteousness of God can do. People say Christianity is going to be under challenge. Hey, what shall we do? These days, everything is against Christians. Listen, he said, I build my church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah. When the righteousness of God comes upon you, when his righteousness takes over you, you will flourish in the midst of darkness. Amen. You can serve God in London. Amen. I cannot hear your amen. Amen. If Sodom and Gomorrah was around today, you can serve God in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. I cannot hear you, somebody. I know now it's more than Sodom and Gomorrah. Now that we have Steve and Adam and Steve. Shout blood of Jesus. So it is more challenging than ever before. Yet the righteousness of God in you will make you prevail. Listen, marriages are breaking, lives are getting destroyed, things are falling apart. But you see, you will not be counted among the statistics. I can't hear your amen. I say you will not be part of the statistics. Listen, because the righteousness of God, the righteousness, why? The righteous shall flourish. Come on, shout, I am flourishing. Come on, declare, I am flourishing. Come on, declare it, I am flourishing. Go to number 13 of Psalm 92. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. In the house of God, you get nourished. And those who are nourished, flourish. Oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. I say, in the house of God, you get what? Nourished. And those who are nourished, they do what? 1 Peter 2:2, how do you get nourished? Desire the sincere milk of the lamb that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2, the nourishment. Desire the sincere milk. You get nourished by desire. Desire. Desire the sincere milk. He said, as newborn babies. Do you see that? Now, how come? Okay, look at this. When did you come born again, angel? So, how? When? Last year. So you became born again last year. I won't ask your age, but let's say you are 30 years, or let's say you are 28 years. That means you've been born again 1 year. When you're 27 years, you became born again. Bible calls you a newborn baby. Are you a baby? That's what we forget. We become born again, want to keep serving God with 27 years experience on earth. It doesn't work. You don't serve him with your experience. You serve him by his word he has fed you with. How do you start? You start like a baby. Some of you never became babies. Though heaven saw you as baby, but you never became a baby. So you have grown with marasmus, kashoko, genetic defects. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have grown, yet still you cannot hold the word of God. You can prophesy, you can bind demons, you can do everything. When it comes to simplicities of God's word, you don't know. Why? You never got to be a baby. It's as newborn babies, not as newborn adults. Thank God you're 27 before you became born again, but you are not a new adult, you are a new baby. And there is a way babies live. They desire. This man is here, baby. How old is this man? This man, I think he's a baby. He doesn't let the mother sleep. Is he still living on milky? Yeah, he's still. Yeah. So that means that this man like this, when the mother wants to sleep, when the mother is trying to relax, when the mother wants to relax, he desires. He's asking you, but maybe do what? But as he's growing, I think the desire is still there, but it's not like when he was baby. Desire. The sincere milk of the lamb that you may grow. Now, this guy, does he eat any other food now? As he started eating something. He's eating fufu already or something. Or chicken masala. Everything. Hey, then this man is a powerful man. Then this man, we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some at 10 months. They make their mind. As for me, na milk, na wa, nothing else, only milk. Milk, milk, come and say milk. Come and say milk. Come and say milk. I don't know what your children say, but people, there are all kinds of names. Sir, we bless you. That man there. What does he live on? How old is that man there? That man there, how old is he? When I grow up, I'll keep my hair like yours. 7 months, does he still live on milk? F. He has advanced. These days, these children, their mothers are quick to just cast them out. Hey, when we were young, there was protocol that they have to strictly live on breast milk for 1 year. It was serious. But these days, these people, they grow very quick. They grow quick. Shout, blood of Jesus. Say desire. Come on, say desire. Look at these children. They are flourishing. When they were born, they were little babies like that. But they began to desire milk. Look at that man. Look at his cheeks. That man, look at his hair. I remember when he came for the education, it was like he didn't have hair. But now look at his hair. Breast milk personified. I want you to clap for all the mothers. Clap for the mothers in Jesus' name. And what I mean is clap for all the ladies in the name of Jesus. I don't know how these women, they do it. I don't know how they do it. With all the sanctimonious piety and everything. I don't know, but I thank God for your lives. Desire the sincere milk. How do you flourish? I will flourish in the course of our God. Those that go to the house of the Lord shall flourish. Because in the house of God, you'll be nourished. And when you get nourished, you flourish. And you are nourished in your spirit man. Because as newborn babies desire, where is the baby? Your spirit man is a baby. For 40 years of your life, you have matured. You know how to make money, how to use your five senses. You know how to use the temperaments of your soul. You have done well in that. You now know the bearings, what makes you upset. You know all those things. But there is one thing you don't know yet. You don't understand your spirit man. The day you become born again, your spirit man, though your body and your soul has been on a journey for long, your spirit man has now started. So how you have grown in Christ is not 10 years you became born again. You may be born again 40 years, you have only grown for one day. Born again 20 years, but grown for 1 year. Born again 50 years, but only grown for 6 months. This is where the problem is. And in the midst of all that, we're trying to make moral adjustments. Behavioral change, physical changes. And that is, we are trying hard to do those things. As evidence that I have served God for a long time, I have been in Christ for many years, I have been serving God for a long time. So the frustration is not, my spirit man is not growing. The frustration is, why can't I stop this? Why can't I stop doing this? Why can't I leave this? I think maybe it's not for me, because I think these people, they are special people. I think this sister, the way I look at her, I think, no, to live like that sister, I can't. Me, I cannot. Hey, me, I can't. Oh, me, I like mine. No, me, I can't. You will not become outmoded. You will not look like a primitive woman. Because you are banking in the flesh. But if you look into the spirit, and you build a life in the spirit, and you grow your Christian life in your spirit man, soon the impartation, that the transformation of your spirit brings to your soul and body will be amazing.
For more information and contact with Bishop James Nanjo Global Ministry and Publications, you can make contact at our social media platforms. The handler name is James Nanjo for the following: Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Get connected today.
Look at someone, tell them you are flourishing. Well, come on, tell them I see you flourishing. How do you? You have to desire the sincere milk of the Lamb. Your spirit man must be watered by the word, by God's word, for nourishment that produces growth. Your spirit man must be nourished. Psalm 1, the verse number 1. Blessed is the man. How do you get nourished? There are some things you must put in place. He says this: blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But look at number 2. Look at this. You must have a delight. You must have a delight. I say you must have a delight in something. He said, but his delight, his desire, his delight is in the law, in the word of the Lord, and in his law that he meditated day and night. Time will not permit me. On Friday, when I was teaching about the word of God, I taught the word of God in 3 dimensions. Get my books, Restoration Series, all is inside there. And I taught the word of God at milk stage. The word of God at mid stage and the word of God at what? Hard mid stage. There's a fourth dimension, the word of God at revelation stage. So to be nourished is dimensions of the word. How come you are born again? You don't know John 3:16. Hey! Come on, say hey! John 3:16, you don't know. John 3:16. How come you are born again? When we say explain how you became born again. You know that when I was a child and then my father took me to church and you see all my life I've been going to church. And then you see, I remember one pastor prophesied upon my life that I'll be great. And that day I can't forget. Hey, you need deliverance. You there must be a delight in the law of the Lord, that is in the word of God. And in his law, thou art he meditate day and night. So how do you grow your spirit man? How do you nourish your spirit man? By the word of God. How? You must desire. You must delight. Do you see how the babies, they desire milk? They delight it. Sometimes they over desire that their parents have to stop them. They block them by force. They block them. They block them. Any blockage on any of these children, by my mandate and anointing upon me by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I remove it in Jesus' name. Remove it. Some, they interfere with them. They cut them quick. They stop them quick. I decree by the anointing upon my life. Any stoppage, anything that stops them, we resist in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Today is good for the baby, so. Shed blood of Jesus. So, all these things, there must be a delight. There must be a desire. Look at someone, tell them you must have a desire. Tell them you must have a delight. You see, you can be so much committed to doing physical changes. But with that desire and delight, to see God do a new work in your spirit, man, where you became born again. The physical changes, the behavioral change, the moral change, the transformation will not equate spiritual flourishing. That is why many are born again in the spirit, but demons in the flesh. Because they've been doing the work in the wrong place. Some don't even care. Because after you try again and again and again and again, and it looks like it's not working, you become discouraged. You become disheartened. And you're like, I don't think God called me for these things. I just have to go to church and give my tithes and offering. And you understand. But these people, they are Sister Ojasius. Brother Fire, hey. Sister Krife. You see that? That's how it is. But God doesn't have special people. He's not a God of nepotism. He is the same God to all people. Whosoever desires, whosoever delights, if you delight in his word, your spirit man will begin to grow. Come on, say, I receive. Come on, say, I receive. So what God does by his word is this. Give me number three. You meditate upon the word. So you meditate. As you meditate, you are feeding your spirit man. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. This is, you are flourishing. Come on, say, I'll flourish. That bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whosoever, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is, you are flourishing. Look at someone in the eyes, tell them, I am flourishing. Again, say it again. Say, I am flourishing. Again, say it again. I'm flourishing in my divine life. Come on, declare it with joy. I am flourishing with my divine life. Listen to me. Something must happen to you that in your walk with God, there's this intensified joy. There's this unexplained joy. There is this unusual excitement. That is not because of the new car you have. Not because of the new house you have. Not because of the marriage. Not because of this or that. But just because your spirit man is ever engaged in an ever growing, ever vibrant, ever empowering relationship with the Holy Ghost. And you are experiencing the flourishing power by the divine nourishment. of your spirit man. Look at someone, give them high five. Tell them, I know it is happening to you. Again, tell them, I know that is happening to you. And tell them again, I know it is your time. Come on, tell them, this is your time. Now, this is where we're about to go to. Now, look at this very carefully, because this will begin to hit the Romans, you know, where we went to in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Now, what happens is this. As you study the word, as you read the word, as a newborn baby, what happens is you are feeding your spirit man. You see, when you read the word of God, you are not feeding your mind. You are feeding your spirit man. You are not feeding your mind. Because your spirit man has mind. Yeah? In Ephesians chapter 4, 23. Be transforming the spirit of your mind. Okay? But you are feeding your spirit man. You are feeding your spirit man. You are not feeding your mind. It's very important to understand where the deposits are made. If the deposit go the wrong place, it will not produce the right results. You feed your spirit man. Right now, as I'm teaching right now, hear me very carefully. I'm not feeding your mind. I'm feeding your spirit man. The change that must occur in your mind doesn't begin in your mind. It begins from your spirit man. Oh my goodness, is somebody here? It begins from your spirit man. I'm feeding your spirit man. And do you know why? Because your spirit bears witness with my spirit. Your spirit bears witness with the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:16. For our spirit beareth witness with the spirit that we are the sons of God. Anytime you're hearing the word of God, your spirit bears witness. It's not your mind that bears witness. Your spirit. If you don't nourish your spirit, if you don't nourish your spirit to flourish, you'll be behind time in spiritual development. Is somebody here? You'll be behind time. So you are going to flourish in your spirit, man. You will bear fruit in season out of season. And then when this begins to happen, it means you are feeding your spirit, man, with God's word. You are feeding. And when you feed your spirit, man, with God's word, it's like you are impregnating your spirit, man, with God's word. Then your spirit, man, gets pregnant with God's word. Then your spirit, man, begins to bear the fruits of the spirit. Love is not natural. Peace is not natural. Joy is not natural. It's spiritual. So where love comes from, is your spirit man. Where peace comes from is where? Where joy comes from is where? Where happiness comes from is where? So you can be very, very depressed, and they'll give you a set of rules, 7 things to do, 8 things to do, not to be depressed. You can do all those things. When those things get exhausted, you'll be double depressed. Depressed means you are deeply pressed down. So they can give you all when those things fail. You'll be deeply pressed down. But when your spirit man, Jesus Christ, when your spirit man capture the revelation of who you are in Christ, shout, I am free. Shout, I am delivered. Shout, I am blessed. Shout, the future is great. You get delivered from man-made systems that depresses you. So the more you feed your spirit man, you release seeds. Your spirit man conceives. Your spirit man becomes pregnant. You keep growing your spirit man. And the overflow produces the fruit of the spirit. So you begin to bear fruit. And guess what? Those fruits will manifest through your soul in your flesh. You don't have to stop fornicating. Hear this, before you mark me wrong. Because some people may pick this area of the message. When they hear a pastor preach, they can take, you don't have to stop fornication. Then they just pick that one. Do you hear what Bishop Nanjo said? I can't believe this kind of churches today. All right, hear what I'm saying next. You don't have to stop fornication. You don't have to stop lying. Just feed your spirit, man, because you can't stop. The last of the flesh, eh? Flesh, this flesh, this thing called flesh, the last of the flesh, is so diabolic that no man can stop. It's the spirit of God. When the spirit of God touches your spirit, man, When you feed your spirit man, your body becomes a slave to your spirit man. Do you see that? Your emotions, everything becomes a slave. When your spirit man doesn't trigger it, your body doesn't move.
You have been listening to God's servant, Bishop James Nanjo from London, UK. If you have been blessed and need more information about ministry products and training, join our mailing list at the following. Email bishopnanjo@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +447971 343765. God bless you. Shalom.